Yeah, hi, Mr. Jones.
Yeah, it's Mr. Jones.
Yeah, Mr. Jones, you're talking to Ryan Wilson. I'm senior supervisor out here. How are you going today?
I'm okay.
That's great. Actually, my colleague was just trying to explain to you regarding to your computer. So I believe you're in front of the computer at the moment.
Yes. I'm at my computer at the moment. I'm a bit confused.
Sorry, I beg your pardon?
I said I'm a bit confused. He said something about there was a problem with my computer.
Yeah, I'll let you know. Mr. Jones, actually, our technical department have been receiving certain warning indications report regarding to your computer code. That's why today we are giving you a call, okay? Because nowadays what happened when... I do believe sometimes you go online to check your mails or to the social networking as well, like Google, Yahoo, AOL, Gmail, Facebook, right?
Yes, I do, yeah.
Yeah, so nowadays what happened from past couple of months, whenever computer users are going online, at that point of time some online infections are getting downloaded into the hard drive. And you know, due to this, many, many computers have been crashed down as well. That's why we are giving you checkup calls today, right?
But how do you know that my computer has this problem?
Sorry, I beg your pardon?
How do you know that my computer has this problem?
Through your CLS ID number, okay? Which is a computer license service ID number. We got your information. And Mr. Jones, I do believe while working on your computer, you must got a pop-up like send error report or don't send, right?
Yes, I do that sometimes.
Yeah. So whenever you click on send, it direct come to our technical department. And whenever you click on don't send, it will stay back in your computer. Okay?
Okay.
It's replayed according to its nature. And when it reaches its specific limit, then the inbuilt software of the Windows operating system allows the computer to generate error reports and it transmits us to international router because your router is connected to the international router, right?
Okay.
Okay. So, are you in front of the computer at the moment?
I am, yeah.
So, which is this chip?
Okay.
So, is it your computer on right now?
It is.
And... is it any application is running or are you on your regular screen now?
I've got my mail and I've got my internet.
Okay, so will you just minimize all the applications and get back to the regular screen?
Okay.
Now, have a look on your keyboard. At the bottom left part of your keyboard, do you see a CTRL control key?
I do.
And next to the control key, do you see a four-flag window key?
A four-flag window key, okay.
Uh-huh. Just press the four-flag window key along with the letter R. R as in Roger. Press together and leave it together.
Okay, just one moment. Control and R.
No. Not control and R. The four-flag window key. The window key. Four-flag key and the letter R.
Okay. Four-flag window key and letter R.
Yes.
Okay, yeah, I see that. It says run. It says run.
Okay. Now, in that box, do you see a white rectangular box where the cursor is blinking?
Yeah, I see that.
So, is any... program is written over there or is it empty?
It's empty.
Okay. Now type it over there, event VWR. It's Echo Victor Echo November Tango Victor Whiskey Roger.
Oh yeah.
It's EVENT VWR. It's event VWR, right?
Okay. And then do I press OK?
I'll click on OK. Yes.
OK.
Now watch. Now have you got an event view pop-up on your screen?
Do you know,
what you can see on your screen now?
So, to cut a long story short, what are you trying to get me to do? I don't understand.
Actually, that's we are checking out the application part with the brain part of the computer, but all sort of errors are located. All the sort of infections are from where we got the warning indication. Okay? That's what I'm trying to show you.
Okay, well, I believe you, but can you tell me what this is about, what you want from me?
I told you that our technical department has received certain warning indications regarding your computer code. And I told you the reason why as well.
Right, and but what do you want me to do about it?
Okay.
What do you want me to do about it?
We are just checking your computer that whether is it infected by those online infections or not, okay?
Yeah, but then what do you want me to do? Are you trying to sell me something? Well, what is the point of your call then?
It's a checkup call we are giving you today.
And then what am I supposed to do with my checkup call?
We are giving you a checkup call just to check that whether is it your computer is infected by online infections or not.
Okay, and if it is, what am I supposed to do? Should I ask my son to deal? Should I ask my son? Maybe I can call my son and he can come and fix it. Yeah, my son is 20 and he knows about computers. Maybe I should get him to come and fix it if it's broken.
No, it's not broken, man. What I'm saying is that we are the Cisco certified technicians out here, okay?
You're where from? Where are you from?
We are calling you from Computer Maintenance Department for Windows operating system of your computer.
Your Computer Maintenance Department of Windows. So you work for Microsoft?
We are... No, on behalf of International's PC Solution.
Well, who's that?
International PC Solution.
International, and where is that based?
We're based in, our head office is based in California, and we are calling you from Oxfordshire.
You're calling me from Oxfordshire?
Mm-hmm.
What address in Oxfordshire? What is the address in Oxfordshire?
What is the address?
Yeah, where you're calling me from?
It's 146
Banbury Road.
How's that spelled? B-A-N. Banbury Road. Oh, I know that. Yeah, my son is a student at Oxford.
Yeah, it's Banbury Road.
Oh, so you're living in Oxford? Yeah, my son lives in Oxford. Maybe he can come round and see you and sort it out.
Yeah, giving you checkup calls today, okay?
And
we'll just go ahead and I'll just guide you through the three steps within which you can check the performance of your computer by yourself. That whether is it infected by those online infections or not, okay?
But why do you think I've got an online infection?
Because we got warning indication through your CLS ID number. Do you know what is your CLS ID number?
No.
Your CLS ID number is 888-DCA-60. Do you know how can you check your CLS ID number?
No.
Computer License Service ID number? Okay. Now, on the run box, have you got run box on your screen?
No, listen. If this is gonna take a long time, I've got things to do. But what I need to know is is what you, how this ends up. Because if I need to go and buy some software, I might need to go and do it this afternoon. Some security software.
No, it's not secret. I'm not talking about viruses, sir. Okay, I'm talking about online infections. They are 10 times powerful than viruses.
Okay.
Okay.
And,
so, yeah, I'll show you, that's what I'm doing. Have you typed event VWR on the run box?
I did, but I don't really want to spend a long time with you taking me through a whole lot of things without knowing where... For all I know, you could be trying to take over my computer. So what I want to know is what you want from me. What business are you in?
Oh, you can... you can check out our website on your computer. Okay?
Yeah.
Our website is www.internationalpcsolution.com.
International PC...
I'm holding the line.
International PC Solutions. Right. Because I... Obviously, you're not calling me because... You know... PC Solution. International PC Solution. Is it Solution with an S on the end or without an S on the end?
Yeah. It's Solution. It's Sugar, Oscar, Lima, Umbrella, Tango, Indigo, Oscar, November.
Okay. I think I've got it. It's over 20,000 remote support experts. Is that the one?
Yes.
And you're calling me from Oxford, are you?
Yeah, Oxford. 146 Banbury Road, Oxford, Oxfordshire.
And where do you live in Oxford?
Sorry?
Where do you live in Oxford then?
I'm from Australia. I'm from Perth, Australia. I'm an Australian.
Ah, you're an Australian, but you're living in Oxford.
I'm just working and studying out here.
You're just working in the UK. How are you enjoying our weather?
Yep, it's good. It's good out here.
Yeah, and what's the weather like today in Oxford?
It's quite cold.
Right. So, I just see that you've got... on your website, you've got things that I can buy. Is that what I should do? Virus and malware removal.
I'm not here to sell you anything. I'm not telling you to buy anything. I'm just telling you to check the performance of the computer, that whether is it infected by online infections or not, okay?
Okay.
So.
But I, to be honest, I don't want to have a long conversation with you. Until I know what you want from me, because you're not a charity. Presumably you were going to sell me something at the end.
No, we are not selling something. Actually, we are just trying to show if your computer is infected by those online infections, then you have to renew, and if you found that your software security license is expired, then you have to renew the software security license according to your choice.
Okay, and...
For 2 years, and for 3 years, and for 5 years as well.
So how does your business work, then, if you don't sell anything?
Come again?
How does your business work if you don't, if you're not selling anything? Presumably, you're not doing this for charity.
No, yeah, that's true, but that's what I'm saying. If we found that your software security license is expired, then you have to renew... your software security service license.
And how do I do that? Can I do that through your website?
Yeah, through our website.
Okay, so I'm looking on the website now. It says I've got downloads. Can I download something? Can I download computer security latest software and driver updates?
But first, I guide you with few steps, okay?
Okay. So,
all right.
Can I just ask you one more question?
That's what I'm doing. That's what I'm doing out here. That's what I'm just giving you some program. Like, I'm just guiding you with few easy steps in which you can check the performance of your computer by yourself. Okay?
Okay. So but listen. Stop a minute. Just listen to me for a minute, okay? I have got a son who is very expert on this. I will trust him more than I trust you. So I'm not going to do this until my son comes home. But here's something in the meantime. What sort of computer do you think I've got?
We don't know. We don't know what your configuration details. We just know your CLS ID number.
You know my CLS ID number?
Yep.
And what is that?
CLS ID number number means computer license service ID number. So through that number, we got the warning reports from your computer.
Well, how is my...
Do you know how...
How are you saying you've hacked into my computer?
No. I'm not asking you to take access of on your computer.
But how have you got information about my computer? Where have you got it from?
Through your CLS ID number. And as I told you, while working on computer, you got some pop-up like send a report or don't send. So whenever you click on send, that will come to us. Because we are the technical provider to the Windows computer.
You're the technical provider to all Windows computer.
Yeah, all Windows computer.
Every Windows computer in the world.
Yeah, everywhere, like in US and in UK.
So if anybody ever has a problem on a Windows computer, the information comes to you.
Yes.
Well, shall I tell you something? Do you know what kind of computer I've got?
Uh-huh.
I've got an Apple computer.
Sorry?
I have got an Apple computer.
You got an Apple computer?
Yeah.
Apple?
Yeah.
No. You got a Windows computer.
You're saying I've got a Windows computer.
How come you got a warning indications and error reports through your computer?
Because you're making it up. You see, I believe I'm actually just listen to me a moment. I'm actually a technology correspondent. I know a bit about this, and you are running what appears to be a well-known scam where you call people up and tell them they've got something wrong with their computers and then sell them something.
Mr. Jones?
Yeah?
Hello?
Hello?
Yeah, Mr. Jones, just hold the line and I have a word with my supervisor. Just hold the line. I'm talking to send to the supervisor. Just hold on.
I'm telling you, take a call. Hello?
Hello.
Yes, sir?
Who?
So are you sitting in front of the computer?
I'm sitting in front of the computer, yeah.
Okay, so what can I see on a normal screen?
No, I'm asking you the questions now. Who are you?
Sir, I'm Richard, and I'm the senior supervisor out here, okay?
And where are you calling me from?
So I'm calling you from the International PC Solution, okay? We work under the Windows operating system, and we take care of all the Windows operating system in UK, okay?
And where are you based?
So we are based in Orange, California, at Oxfordshire, right?
And you're in Oxford right now, are you?
Yes, I beg your pardon?
You are calling me from Oxford?
Yes, Orange, California, at Oxfordshire.
No, you, now. Where are you now? Where, physically, are you?
So, we are in Oxfordshire only.
So, you're...
Our local head office is based in Oxfordshire, and our head office is based in the US, alright?
You're
using an Apple computer.
You sound like you're... You don't sound to me like you're in Oxfordshire.
Yes, we are calling you from Oxfordshire,
so... So, can I come and visit your...
Windows computer or...
So my son lives. Hello, excuse me. My son lives round the corner from you. Can he come and knock on the door and have a quick chat?
Knock on the door. So I'm in my office now, okay? And I cannot get out of my office, okay?
Well, maybe you could Skype me. Maybe you on Skype? You could Skype me.
Yes, I beg your pardon.
Are you on Skype, Richard? Do you want to Skype me?
Again?
Are you on Skype?
So, are you using Apple or Windows computer?
Well, you must know that because you say you've had a report about my computer. Oh, he's gone.